Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Hard Currency, the Financial Times weekly podcast on all things foreign exchange. This week, it's appearing as part of Trading Insight, an FT report that focuses on how politics can impact your portfolio. My guest this week is Kamal Sharma, G10FX strategist at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Kamal, politics, politics, politics. What do you know at this stage of the month that you didn't know at the beginning of the month?
Hello, Roger. Well, I think the first and most salient point is that don't believe the polls. We've been here before in the run-up to the EU referendum. The polls, for all intents and purposes, then showed that the vote to remain would prevail. Similarly, in the run-up to the elections last week, that Clinton would be the clear victor. The underestimation of the populist vote, I think, is something that's going to be a dominant feature, not only for the UK or for the US, but as we head into what is likely to be a very heavy European political calendar over the course of the next year or so.
Indeed. And does that suggest that you think the market was complacent about the US election in the run-up to November the 8th?
We certainly thought in the run-up, and this was a key theme of our research, that the markets were underpricing the risks. We saw that from the price action following the EU referendum, that the market was happy to trade A, the bookmakers' odds, or B, the online opinion polls rather than the telephone opinion polls. Both were wrong, and that led to a reaction, as we saw with sterling moving quite significantly. Now, I think the markets are probably going to treat opinion polls with caution. We have the first and most significant event risk coming up in the form of the Italian referendum on the 4th of December. Our market's gearing up for this. Of course, though, if you look at Italian bond spreads over a spread of German 10-year bond yields, they've started to widen out again. So the risk premium, the political risk premium, is certainly being priced in now.
Here's the weird thing about it, Kamal. I mean, what a weird market. Agreed, you know, so much caution now around around politics. And yet, here we have a market going gung-ho over the dollar. The dollar index has risen now to its highest level in 13 years, which suggests that the market is saying, to hell with what politics might do. Here's a conviction trade we can get behind. Is this overkill or an overreaction to the US election?
I think it's anticipation. You know, the markets have struggled with trends for much of the last 2 years. You know, we've been trying to get onto the long dollar trade for many months now, and we've been disappointed. The central bank's reaction functions and the subsequent impacts on currencies are not what, you know, textbook analysis would tell you. So I think the fact that, you know, here we have an incumbent or a president elect who is coming in with a different message, a different agenda, what is seemed to be a growth supportive manifesto, is really supporting markets' confidence that there is a trend here of, you know, a higher dollar, which is certainly our view, higher dollar yen in particular, steepening of the curve, higher US rates more generally. And that suggests that, you know, that policy divergence story is back in play again.
And yet so much of politics can trip all of that up, can't it? I mean, why isn't the market also anticipating that prospect? What gives the market so much confidence that actually this new administration is going to be able to get through a lot of this, you know, fiscal loosening along with monetary tightening?
Well, we can see that there's going to be a lot of uncertainty ahead, both here in Europe and in the US. I think what makes Trump's life a little bit easier is something that we've been looking at, which is the fact that he does have a clean sweep. You know, the GOP has the clean sweep, and this was, you know, in the matrix of all these market implications, was the most positive for the dollar, the most positive for markets more generally. So the fact that he has a clear mandate, effectively, you know, for the last 4 years, Obama has been hamstrung by divisions within Congress. And now here is a position where Trump offers a different vision, and he has effectively the Congress, you know, behind him.
And you talk about what's next in politics. As you say, the Italian referendum, lots of elections next year in France, Holland, Germany. Is this starting to have a downward effect on the euro? Are investors thinking, well, we've seen what's happened with sterling, and we've seen what's happened in predicting the US elections. We better go cautious on the euro or start selling it off.
I think there's a couple of stories that are going on here in the euro, Roger. Most prevalent, I think, is that policy divergence story. Here you have a market that is basically pricing in a done deal for the Fed in December and starting to price in more rate hikes in for 2017, whilst the market still believes that the ECB will announce an extension. That's certainly the house view at Bank of America in December. So that policy divergence story is certainly one that is driving euro dollar lower. Now, one of the bellwethers that we look for political risk premium in terms of Europe is euro Swiss. Now, euro Swiss has fallen below what we would call the de facto 108 floor.
Right.
And that, I think, is probably a clearer indication that risks are becoming more regionalized. The Swiss is reacting to that. Italian bond spreads, as we've already highlighted, are widening against German bond spreads. So yeah, I think there is two factors here that are driving the euro lower.
No more regional risk as far as FX is concerned than sterling at the moment, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely.
Again, some really, really interesting and strange moves around sterling. I'm sure we're getting used to this sterling volatility. Is it as simple as saying, you know, we keep watching the whole Supreme Court story, the whole Article 50 story, what Theresa May and what Philip Hammond's going to say next week in the autumn statement?
Let's clear up a couple of things. First of all, sterling, the rally in sterling post the Trump victory was a manifestation of a very large short in the markets. We've been highlighting and flagging this for some time. We had looked for the consolidation. The election of Trump has been perceived as being maybe giving the Brits, the UK, a stronger bargaining edge against the European Union.
Right, okay.
But having said that, the Article 50 news flow certainly had subsided in the aftermath of all the events that we saw in October and the beginning of November.
Doesn't take long to come
it
back.
It doesn't take long, absolutely. You know, the news headlines are now full of news stories about the UK's budget contribution, the game plan from Theresa May, and of course the Supreme Court judgment, which is very much the focus now for the market. Our baseline view is that we do expect further consolidation in sterling. We think cable will mark a new low in Q1 2017 because Article 50 risks are not fully priced in. There is still that hope in the market that it A, may be delayed or B, not triggered at all. With or without parliamentary approval, our view remains that Article 50 will be triggered.
Just finally, Kamal, who is your FX person of the week? I mean, it's still a lot to be played out this week, but who is going to be the one who but come the end of the week, I'm going to say, well, that's the person who's really going to be moving FX?
Well, I think the one person that we've not really heard from is the Fed Chair herself. Janet Yellen will be speaking at the Joint Economic Committee tomorrow.
On Thursday, yeah.
On Thursday, that's right. And I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch because, you know, Carney was drawn right into the Article 50 debate. Trump has been critical or vocal, shall I say, about Janet Yellen. So her comments and how she reacts to the changing economic and macro landscape will be closely watched. Remember, the dollar index is now at that level where historically over the last 2 years, the Fed has come in and started to talk about their concerns about the rising value of the dollar. So I think there's something there to watch out. There are some near-term risks.
Just finally, do you have a favourite trade of the week or the next couple of weeks that you think?
We still like dollar yen.
Okay. Kamal Sharma of Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, thank you very much.
Thank
you. Lots to talk about next week. We'll be looking at the autumn statement and talking about what impact that's had on sterling. For now, thank you very much for listening to Hard Currency. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, you might like to try our FT News podcasts, which focus on one of the main issues of the day and bring you the insights and expertise of our global network of journalists, as well as outside contributors. You can download these at ft.com/podcasts most days of the week.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.